God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Tolu Alogo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
You can sing with us solemnly.
Glory, glory to the Lamb. We say glory, glory. Say glory. We say glory. My voice to say, oh, you are the Lamb of all. Oh, you are glorious.
Oh, you are
glorious.
And
worthy.
And worthy to
be. You are the Lamb.
Upon
the throne, you are the Lamb upon, you are the Lamb, you are the Lamb upon the throne, you are
three more times. Times.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb upon.
One more time.
You are the Lamb.
You are the Lamb.
Hey, upon the throne.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Church, can you worship him? Can you worship him? Can you worship him? He
is seated upon the throne. Yes, upon the throne. You are seated upon the throne. Oh, you are seated upon the throne. You are the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb upon the throne.
We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You may be seated. Psalms chapter 110 from verse 1 to 4. I just have two charges like that from the Lord and we go to the subject of the day. So secondly, he wants me to speak on the subject, thou art a priest. Thou art a priest. We want to, on the surface, just evaluate the priesthood that we have been called into so that we can understand this garment theory that I've been called to propound. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Verse 3. Thy people, the people of the Christ, shall be willing in the day of thy power, the power of the Christ. What will they look like? There will be a people emerging in the beauties of holiness, that is, in the perfection of their consecration. That's what it means. The word beauty there is perfection. Holiness there is consecration. There will be a people perfectly, totally devoted to the cause of the Christ. They will be obsessed with pleasing the Christ. That will be one of their signatures. And the Bible says that their emergence will be from the womb of the morning. Just like the sun rises at dawn in strength, there will be a people of strength. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. It means there will be a people of freshness. Three characteristic features. First is perfected consecration. Second is strength, renewed strength. Thirdly is freshness. Verse 4 is where I'm going to. The Lord hath sworn, he will not, he hath sworn, and on this thing that he had sworn, will not repent. What did he say? Thou art a priest forever. Thou art a priest forever. This verse gives us a picture into one of the layers of the priesthood of the Christ. He is an eternal priest, a forever priest. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of who? Melchizedek. Many times in this house we have reiterated that the call of the believer is to follow unto replication. Whether you have heard that call on a personal note, or you just pictured or read the call of the disciples as captured in Matthew chapter 4, everyone that wants to be sendable, that wants to be apostolic in expression, not an apostle now, but apostolic. The New Testament expression of the church, anyway, the church is supposed to be an apostolic entity that God raises us to send us. So all of us are designed to be apostolic, just as everybody in church is prophetic. Everyone in church is supposed to be pastoral in outlook, though all of us are not pastors. It means that there should be somebody in your area that, because of your maturity and as proof that Jesus has come to trust you, there should be somebody that he keeps under your watch. Are you with me? So you may not have the privilege of a pulpit-based shepherding assignment, But you have a call to pastor somebody. Let me not use the word shepherding, because there's a movement like that. And that movement ultimately did more harm in the body of Christ than good. Are the ones who invented the concept of submission and oversight and all of that. While there's a lot to be enjoyed, if you study the shepherding movement, you'll find out that there were many things that happened in that movement. I've shared with us briefly here before. And if you've not heard it, you can go and look at the sermon, Spiritual Fatherhood. Not Fatherhood and Sonship. Spiritual Fatherhood. That was the session I did with RCN Glasgow. How that one of the strongest errors of the shepherding movement is that they have replaced the place of the Holy Spirit in being the one who counsels men with men. So if you come to me and say, the Holy Spirit said this, they don't want to probe into what the Holy Spirit says. You, under the shepherding movement, you can't marry the person the Holy Spirit shows you. You have to marry who you are assigned, not by God, but by men. You will live where, you will walk where, you will associate with. It was also a movement that was shot from the rest of the body of Christ. A movement arose because of the ranking of the men who stewarded it. Ranking because of the depth of revelation they had. I don't want to mention their names, because the last two who remained when the rest died, before they went to be with the Lord, they apologized for the excesses of that movement. And both of those last two are still authorities in their areas of teaching. They are still authorities till now. I don't think that, I do a lot of study, books, articles, all of that. I don't think that the last two apologized to, I don't think in their areas of expression. No. People are still learning them. So there were people of deep revelation, but they were cut off from the rest of the body of Christ. And the major error was that they created men who were men of the earth. Men who lost their objectivity. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying. They lived their lives being subjected to the rulership of men. You told me you are traveling. Did I say don't travel? No. I can only warn, don't travel if I get a red flag. And I'll tell you why. That's how it's supposed to be. Because it's the blood that saved you that saved me. It's the spirit that you have. I may have walked my spirit, the Holy Ghost in me. I may have partnered with him. That's what I mean by walking him. To a point where, even though that journey is a right journey, I can pick a red flag. And I should be able to tell you that I pick a red flag. That's how me and my spiritual father used to relate. Tolu, if you do this thing, these are things, and this is what I think will happen. Ah, okay, sir. But I actually feel that. Okay, since you still feel that way, let's go and pray. That's how Apostle may relate with me. Let's go and pray. Somebody say, let's go and pray. It's two of us that will pray. There was an issue. There was an issue. I won't tell you what. But it was an important issue. We had to both come to a conclusion over the life of somebody else. He was busy in that season. He said, Tolu, I know you hear from God. That's a lot of confidence. So, this is what I perceive, but you go and pray. Whatever you say is what will follow. That's my spiritual father. Where's Lamide? You have stopped me from going for a meeting before. Beside that door where you are standing there. You remember? 2015? It's a meeting that will have carried this, our group. It will have entered somewhere. When I came in this evening, I would not have walked into this place. I'll have floated in. You remember? But there was no need to think. His words were as the words of God. And he said it respectfully. So sometimes some fathers don't listen because the young people are arrogant. They want to have their way. There's a wisdom. It's called the wisdom of Samuel. You can bring the judgment of an elder to the elder with wisdom. that because of reverence, the elder will threaten to curse you if you don't tell him what God told you. That was Eli. Amen. So, instead of shepherding, what word can we use now? But you shall understand what I'm saying. Okay, good. So, let's go back to priesthood. The priesthood of Jesus is, I don't know why I needed to go that detour. It's a very long one, but please listen to the sermon. So that as God is bringing you other people and you are also oversight. Okay, I was talking about apostolic expressions, prophetic expressions, right? And pastoral expressions. We are supposed to look out for the bread. Cain didn't understand that he was a pastor of some sort. And so he killed his flock. Are you with me? God now came to him. They now called him into a courtroom and said, "Where is thy brother?" And he said, "I'm not my brother's keeper." The way he spoke in contempt of court. And when you speak in contempt of court, one of the things they do to you is that they withdraw your privileges for defense. They lock people in prison. We just released one activist recently, maybe 2 days ago. He's crying. What made him spend 1 month in court was that the judge said he does not know how to talk. 1 month. Did I say in court? In detention. 1 month because they claimed that he spoke in contempt of court. That was Cain's secondary crime. I didn't know that I was supposed to take care of my brother, but I killed him. He was not beyond remedy. The lamb had been slain. The sins of his parents had been covered. Are you with me? I mean, even in time, a sacrifice had took place to keep them in the earth, even though he could not keep them in Eden, awaiting the sacrifice of the Christ. So he was not irredeemable. Are you getting my point? I'm saying that the economy of sin and forgiveness was born immediately man sinned. Immediately he was covered, that possibility was there. He would have apologized. I am the first murderer, but I'm sorry. But he didn't know, he didn't understand. Help me, Holy Ghost. He didn't understand the matrix, the coordinates of where God was asking him. When you talk to God, you must understand the matrix. One way to understand is know the face of the one that is talking to you. If he's talking as a judge and you think that he's a father, you are just sharing in the bedroom. There are things you will say that will be punishable on that day that will not be punishable on that day. Are you with me? So the seasons of the speakings of God, they come with many things. They come with the face of the speaker. They also come with the coordinates of location. If you get the location wrong, that was Cain's problem. Maybe his parents told him God used to come and gist with us. He thought they were gisting. I know if I'm gisting with Apostle Omer, if he says Tolu Tolu, I say Papa now, Papa. I quickly remind myself. You may be tempted to. You've not slapped somebody older before. And then you now quickly enter the person you now say, now we now. But there are some days that it's not we. The person will not take it lightly with you. Are you getting my point? That was Cain's crime. He didn't understand his true role. But he was not forgiven because he didn't understand his role, because he should have understood. May God help us. So, we all have pastoral duties. Now, the Bible says of Jesus, God has sworn and will not repent. So, till now, God has not repented that the Lord Jesus Christ is a priest. He was gifted mediatory roles, representative roles. He's the face of man before God. He's the face of God before man, but it is after the order of a kind of priesthood, and the Bible calls it the priesthood of who? Melchizedek.
You are also a priest. And because the one who paid your price is the one that you must mirror, you cannot be a priest after the order of Aaron. When I get into the labors for the night, I will show you that one of the reasons why the body of Christ is ridiculed in our nation, why we are only said to be people who pray and do nothing else, is because we are New Testament, but we have camped around the priesthood of Aaron. Because the strength of the Aaronic priesthood is altar and sacrifices. That's all it. The Melchizedek priesthood is the priesthood that believers have been inducted into. Are you with me? Okay. If you think that you are not a priest, that reality of our priesthood was captured in 1 Peter 2:9. So let's check. Let's go from verse 7. Unto you therefore which believe, he is speaking of the Lord, who is the one that we have been called to mirror, the living stone, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. Verse 8. And a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Means their disobedience was by appointment, was a program. But ye are a chosen generation. Let's read together. The reality of the Melchizedek priesthood is a royal priesthood. Somebody say royal priesthood. They are not just priests. There is they are bifunctional. They function as priests. They also function as kings. That's the reality. We're going to go into it. I'll share with my wife this afternoon because my wife is my first student. You know, well, I'm a good teacher, but I'm a very hard teacher. My wife knows that. Because I want her to know everything that she's supposed to know. Abina, maybe John now will start a sister's group. And you'll be afraid to call me. They say I'm hard. So you might call my wife Abina. I know my wife has, she has a teaching grace that I should invest in. You will be more knowledgeable if you fear God about the realities of your wife than your wife. Why? Because of the roles you will play in the house. Am I speaking to the brothers now? Your relationship with your wife is supposed to be as Christ loved the church. So your model as a husband is who? Christ. Just like Christ is more knowledgeable, more revelatory, more potent than the church, the man is supposed to labor into God to be able to lay hold on things that his wife has not known. But the things that the Christ finds, he reveals to the church. So one of the assignments of an accurate man in the home is that he's a revelator. Are you with me? I'm not saying pastor Manu. Eh? I'm saying engineer man. I'm saying farmer man. Where's Mawa? Is he in church? Okay, you are there. It's a good place to be. I'm saying you need to teach your wife. You must find things in God that when she hears it the first time, the only confession will be, God, you have helped my husband. She will now sit down and now begin to think about, it's your job. Let there be nobody who leaves our company who cannot teach their home God. It will be a shame. And the only thing you can provide is money and food and clothes. You wasted your life as a husband. Your role model is Christ. So the church too should know how to be a student. It means that women, our sisters too, should know how to be students. They should learn. They should ask questions. Sunshine, I know you marry a man of God. You don't need 10 years of trying to unlock a verse of scripture. You should burden the man with it and sleep. Just like I tell Jesus, Lord, I really don't understand. I tell the Lord things. It's his job to explain to me. That's it's part of his job description. So if you marry somebody who now says, me, ma, I don't understand though. You have not been helped. Yes. We are not trying to raise pastors, and the message of the day will reveal that. That's not the call. Our call is to raise priests, and thou art a priest. That's the topic of this church. After the order of Melchizedek, every man here, every woman here is designed by God to express a kind of priesthood that captures the duality of expressions of kingship and priesthood. All of us. Can the sister say amen? Yes, so that's how our brothers are supposed to live, and the sisters too. May the grace to be teachable rest upon you. So the call of the believer is to mirror to Christ. Therefore, the elements, what we see here is a prophetic communication, and the elements of this prophetic communication, we must pay keen attention to it. I said again, my topic is thou art a priest. So, the Christ is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. From the point where you become saved, you are also supposed to, also by the gift of the very life of God, supposed to function with those eternal properties of this kind of priesthood. So we read from 1 Peter 2:9, right? A royal priesthood. Good. Let us look at the priesthood of Melchizedek. It will help us unveil how a royal priest functions. For those who want to, I'm sure Pastor Timo will have helped to maybe explain this thing better. There are in scriptures, there are basically three kinds of priesthood. There are actually two, but there are three. There is what we call the Aaronic priesthood, or the priesthood of Aaron. It's a priesthood of sacrifices and offerings. Basically, that's what it does. And if you check the instructions that were compounded together in the book of Leviticus, were around that: sacrifices, offerings, consecrations. So it was a kind of priesthood that had his feet largely only in the spiritual. Are you with me? But that was not the first kind of priesthood that came, because before Aaron was born, before priesthood was incepted after the event at the Sinai, and then laws came for them to run with. Because every kind of priesthood comes with an accompanying legal code. Are you with me? The legal code that accompanied the Aaronic priesthood is the Mosaic set of laws. Are you with me? There was people offered sacrifices. As a matter of fact, sacrifices are as old as the Garden of Eden. Well, let me come closer a little. Why I said that was because there was an animal that was slaughtered. In the day that man sinned, blood was shed for man to be clothed. It had to be an accurate type of what will happen in the future. Are you getting me? You're not getting me. The covering of Adam and Eve in the day that they were naked was to be a type of the sacrifice of the Christ. That you come into a layer of, they came into a preliminary layer of righteousness. Because a sacrifice happened, a covering was occasioned. If there was no sacrifice, well, somebody might say, okay, they just took one sheep and skinned the sheep. It will not be a type of what happened in the New Testament. So that's why I said sacrifices are as old as the Garden of Eden. However, if you don't believe it, because you have a choice not to believe it, Cain and Abel offered sacrifices. It means there was a kind of priesthood that found expression before the Aaronic order of priesthood. And what we call that is the patriarchal priesthood. It was a priesthood that was carried out by the patriarchs. I'm sure Enoch must have been a man of sacrifice. He had altars. If you don't want Enoch, one of his descendants called Noah. Noah offered a sacrifice, and the sacrifice was so acceptable, so much that God cut a covenant with him. And like I always teach, God had to put up a natural phenomenon called a rainbow to mark that the covenant from that altar. And this is what that altar did to God. God has options in wiping out the earth. That sacrifice had the potency to reduce God's options. He took water out of the things that God could use to wipe out the earth. So if a flood is coming, we won't be wiped out again. So you find out that God had to stay with fire, because that altar has eliminated the possibilities of destroying the earth by water. So when you see water fighting, it's not God behind it. I won't say much. The sons of God can stop flooding. There's a priesthood that can. That priesthood will recover the reality of Noah and say, you said, if you stay long, God will tell you I'm not the one, and he will give you keys. So we have the patriarchal priesthood. Abraham offered things, or even offered his son. Am I right? Yes. Isaac offered sacrifices. Jacob offered sacrifices. Before eventually we had the Aaronic. The third kind of priesthood basically is what is captured in Psalm 110 verse 4, the priesthood of Melchizedek. Even though in certain writings, because I've done quite a lot of study around this, some people bring the patriarchal priesthood under the Melchizedek priesthood, because it was still spirit governed. What school did Abel go to, where they taught them how to make acceptable sacrifice? Abel was not too far from the fall. It means that there was the original manual of sacrifices was not far away. Maybe it was Adam that taught him. That when God came to the cool of the day, it was lectures we were having. One day we did how to mirror the altar of heaven. And this is how he told us to offer sacrifices. And he did. Are you getting my point? So we have the patriarchal before Aaron. We had the Aaronic. And then we have the Melchizedek order of sacrifice, of priesthood. Now, let's look at Melchizedek from scriptures. It will help us understand the reality of a royal priest. At least you are a royal priest. How many people believe that you are royal priests? Us. That's 1 Peter 2:9. So, let's go to Genesis chapter 14. And let's do from verse 10. Okay, let's do from verse 14. When Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house 318, and pursued them unto Dan. We're reading from here to show what Adam was like. He was feeding how many men? 318 servants. Those are the fighting ones, though. Some of them have wives, some of them have children. And the Bible said these people were born in his house. It means some of them have brothers who cannot fight, sisters who cannot fight. So if God has told you, you will feed many, you will need to draw from the reality of Abraham. Because largeness or a multitudes in the house of Abraham does not threaten him. Servants gave birth in his house, and the people they gave birth to became fighting men. You think he had a few thousands of whatever they were spending? The Bible said this man, he armed his... No? What kind of servants? So he had trainers too. So you will train you to farm. You are trained to... to fight. It was a private army. It was like a drug lord. You know those drug lords used to have their own private army. That's what he had. 318 and pursued them unto Dan. Next verse. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. So some of those ancient New Testament cities had existed many years ago. And he brought back, can we read together? All the goods, nothing was missing. And also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale. And so he had a meeting with two kings on his way back. Our interest is in the second king that was mentioned. And the Bible says, and Melchizedek, king of where? When you are studying scriptures, you must watch out for sustained patterns of communication. The first king was called the king of Sodom. There is a geographical location called Sodom. The second king, Melchizedek, was called what? The king of Salem. It means that there was also a geographical territory called Salem. So he didn't step out of time. He was a type of the Christ because his antecedents were not given. But if the first was called the king of a physical territory, then Melchizedek too has a physical territory. So he was a human king. He was by the privilege of human governance. He means he was in charge of a human economy. Are you with me? He was in charge of food and material distribution. He had people under his welfare system. Are you with me? He was in charge of constructions. There will be road networks, because the geography was that Abraham was coming, and Abraham passed very close to his palace. That's why he came out. It's not like he came from the air. Abraham's journey moved him through where the Bible called the king's dale. It's like the king's field or the king's area. And then Melchizedek met him. Are you with me? Good. So, I have a few things that I wrote here that I think I want to read. That he was king over a physical territory, so he had economic control. He had resource control, both men and minerals, natural also. He had governmental control. He was in charge of welfare distribution. He was in charge of security maintenance. That's what a natural king does. He was also in charge of policy development, because he was an earthly king. Some people believe, you know, looking at Bible geography, that where he ruled metamorphosed into the modern Jerusalem. Are you with me? I'm putting these things out because every time we talk about Melchizedek, we host him in the spirit, and so the church has become irresponsible. If you are a priest, after, okay, let's go on. What did he bring forth? He brought forth bread and wine. So what do we always say he brought? What's bread and wine, Jibola? If somebody brings bread and wine, what does he bring? Communion. So we believe that Melchizedek, one, was not a natural king. And so what he brought to a man coming from the battle, tired men, his communion. May God show us mercy. That's why we have become irresponsible. Somebody did view, and he's coming back. You now give him, you bring a tray, and now say, oh yeah. What he brought, okay, let's go on. And the Bible says, and he means that those his two realities are isolated realities. He's a king in his own right, and it was out of his kingship. Church, are you seeing what I'm seeing? It was out of his kingship that he brought bread and wine, not from his priesthood. You should not only be able to say, God will help you. You should be able to help. That's where a priest, after the altar of Melchizedek is, there should be natural territories that you oversee. Institutions, companies, families, households, communities, that you give natural protection to, that you bring policies, you develop policies for, that you govern their resources, that you govern their, you maintain their security, that you govern their economy. And he was the priest of the Most High God, El Elyon. The word of God to the Lord in Psalm 110 verse 4 is, thou art a priest after the order of Melchizedek. It means that you are a king priest, and there are natural territories that must give expression to your kingship. We know how he will achieve it, because in Revelations, how was he introduced as a king? A king of kings. It means you will bear rule naturally over men, and your men will bear rule naturally over territories. So that every time Jesus finds men who have risen in responsibility over Ogbomosho, all that he needs to do to rule over Ogbomosho is to rule over those men. Jesus' primary territory of rulership is a man. A man's primary territory of rulership is not men, it's places. Am I confusing you? Okay. So, I said to us that was out of his kingship that he brought bread and wine. We have to establish in scriptures again the concept of bread. If you study scriptures, Matthew 4:4, for example, let's bring that principle from Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written. This is how to use the spirit of scriptures to interpret scriptures. But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. If bread here means bread, are you with me? It means it's possible for man to live by beans alone. Are you with me? Because it means God only has a problem with bread. It means man can live by amala alone. And if you find the way of amala, you can walk away. If you find the way of shawarma, you will not need to subscribe to every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It will look as if it's only bread that puts you at a disadvantage. So what do you think bread means here? Eh? Oh. No. Bread here means food. What Melchizedek brought was food and wine. Are you with me? He didn't just bring bread. He didn't bring communion. He brought food for 318 men. Who just finished fighting how many kings? About 5 kings. You don't give those guys communion. It was physical strength they used to fight. So what he brought for them in a nutshell was food and drinks. All of the food edibles were classed under bread. All of the drinkables were classed under wine. That's what he brought. He was so wealthy, a king. His welfare system was so robust that he will not allow strangers. Having also identified who they were by virtue of his priesthood, that this man is the host of the blessing, is his lineage that will produce the Christ. I'm just a gatekeeper on behalf of the El Elyon. Out of his loins, a higher order of priesthood will come. So he decided to, you know, if you know that guy who is asking you for water is the one that will quench Boko Haram, if you have one cup of water, what will you do? You give him. But if you think it's like everybody, you see, oh boy, when I go, that's even a big example. John, if somebody comes and says, I need to buy paracetamol, and the person's head is aching, the person is fainting, and you have some money, if you know that that's the person God wants you to marry, what will you do? But if you see her like, I beg you, all these are our church sister self, you better say, Brother John, you know there's a way you can be momentarily deaf. You just be, Brother John, that's how you behave. It will be because you cannot discern. It means it was by discernment. He knew that these men have to be kept alive. They have more value than warfare. So he opened his welfare store and fed all of them. So people are coming from the battle, they don't eat more. You can't even give them bread. No bread. No, what's inside bread? No. If you're really hungry, it's bread that you eat. God will bless us. I know somebody is saying, you don't know that bread can. No, I know that bread cannot. You cannot create ideals out of a present condition. I know how you can eat bread though, and your bread you manage it with garri. Because what you are after, you see, at 11, you don't want to eat. Food is not designed to be enjoyed. You just owe the stomach the depth of feeling it. You see somebody beside a cup of garri, say pour water inside, they say no. He knows the equation will not balance that way. It's easier to just put the sugar there or whatever and chew it dry. When the thing enters, you now wet it, it will now become solid. That one is good. You don't read those things, it's experiences. But the desire of God is that no man stays in that place. And that's the desire of God. I shared one during the week that your beans is like 25 to 30%. The rest is garri. A spoon will not even do a good job. You mold it and just fling it like that. It'll be good. Well, we bless God. We bless God. So sometimes I just feel like eating what I want to eat. It may not be food that. Sometimes it's not about filling your stomach. You just want to taste something. Sometimes it's just to help your heart that, my life has changed. That's all. And our lives will change. In the name of Jesus, our lives will change. Things will begin to look better and look brighter and look healthier. Because with more resources, the more healthy you can eat. Yes, yes, yes. We were sharing with Pastor Dila yesterday, and we were sharing how that was it there? Yes, they were sharing about food. Yes, now that you see roadside food is there's a kind of stew they used to prepare beside the road. Nobody does it in their house. It has a particular taste. So, and a smell. So, you see, put soon there, but it's it's true. The woman that is selling the food is under a tree. If you look deeply into your food, those small, small flowers that come before fruits. There was a time I went to London, I've shared this story. The people who heard that I used to fast, I preached on Friday, they want no food. Came on Thursday, no food. Friday, no food. So Friday night, I began to ponder, did I do something? Did they do dry fasting? They did not tell me. So I walked out of my, I lodged around so that they will not know they are the ones. I lodged around, there's a Tipa garage, West Timor. There's a Tipa garage on the way to the teaching hospital. Am I right? It's tomorrow. There's a Tipa garage there on the way to the teaching hospital. The new teaching hospital, not the old Tipa garage. I think the NCCF house is towards that side. After Poly, on your left. So I walked out in the night and I beheld under a tree, a fruit tree, a woman selling beans. The beans is just, it was like they just sprinkled vegetable oil on the beans. You know the kind of food that eat that food? Name with them. So I went there. Unfortunately, she does not even sell into plates. She sells into polythene bags. And that's why I said, you know the kind of people that go there. So when you get there, they would give you a metal plate. They will not, there's a way they cloth the metal plate with the polythene bag. They now pour the food. And then their pieces of meat are like fingerlings. I shall say, put meat. When I got to my room, I could not eat. Because within the short time of putting the food, by the time I arrived, I saw that there were yellow flowers inside the beans. Roadside food is good. But there are many things that are inside it. Eating inside a correct eatery is the best. And if you have loved roadside, may God change your story. Okay. So I'm saying that they must have eaten well. He was comfortable to feed an army as one man. And he was a priest. And our priesthood is after his order. That's the call that we're called into. Let me round. The Lord just wants me to bring that to your hearing. So that you will know the call. This is the shape of the believer. That just as we perform at the altar, we lift our songs in worship, we lift our songs in praise, just as we have prayed that the nation finds recovery, we also have physical labors that we are supposed to perform by the reason of the kingly realities that is captured in our order of priesthood. It is a priesthood of economic control. It is a priesthood of resource control. It is a priesthood of policy development that we have been called into. It is a priesthood of territorial security that we have come into. In that day that the church rises after this mode, what you will find out is that the world will no longer be able to speak to us the way they speak. Say all that they say, God cannot change the nation. They are just praying. It's because they feel that our priesthood is ironic. That our call is only to sing and to dance and to prophesy. That there is no work that is built into our priesthood. Nothing physical. That we just stand and say, let Nigeria be good and we go home. No. You are not all pastors. You are not all apostles. You are not all teachers. You are not all prophets. You are not all evangelists. And even if you have a calling there, you need to ask God if you have a bivocational call. Because there are many fivefold ministers that are suffering because Jesus did not allocate to them a calling outside the bivocational context. It means that you'll be working with your hands and you will also be ministry. the apostle who had those long missionary journeys, the apostle who wrote 13 epistles in the New Testament, was a bivocational apostle. When Paul gets to a location, he doesn't put the weight of his welfare on men. He works. Was a tent maker. It was in tent making that he blocked those two strong believers, Priscilla and Aquila, because that was what they were also doing. They had a church in their house, like a home cell, but they were still working. If we will have a say in our nation, the church must bring back the culture of work, making believers understand that there's a reason why God wants. You see, if we want to change what is in the banking sector, a king must go into the banking sector. And he will walk into that sector with his priesthood. We will not sit at home and say, God, change Sky Bank. Just his Sky Bank. There's no, it's Polaris Bank. I think they want to even buy the Polaris itself. If you still have money there, God will help us. because I think they've closed the bank, the branch in Oyo. If you want to transact in the that's very close to, no, you know, Oyo is beside the university. Ajay Crowder. I saw them put one cloth there. He said this branch has been relocated to Ibadan. So if you are working and you are collecting 3,000 naira per month, you know, and your ATM expires, so it means you have almost spent your salary, and you may go, there may be crowd there. I'm not saying let them not take the money in my account to I'm just saying that that's Sky Bank. That's all I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. We need somebody in Sky Bank, in Polaris Bank, to keep the bank alive. That person will use priesthood. But he will not be admitted to Sky Bank because he's a pastor. Many pastors that work in banks are what? The people they used to call pastor when you go to bank. What do they do? Eh? Okay, that's how strong our kingship is. The guys behind the counter, they don't call them pastor. What do they call that man that sits HOP, right? Head of operations. That's the guy that sits at the back of the counter, is the one that calls the shots, the one that signs. I think they used to call them HOP. Where do you work? Okay, work in the bank. So what do you call those guys in Access Bank? You said? Okay, that's BSM. Okay. So all those kind of, you rarely hear pastor there. It's always at the gate. No, I'm not being sarcastic. Check. No, how many of you believe what I'm saying? Most of the pastors in banks are at the gate. Pastor. Anansi gate. And it's not the gate of eternal life. I'm not mocking them, but it means we got something wrong. This is one commodity, if you want to call money a commodity, that controls a lot of things. But we're not there. Thank God for pastors as lecturers. Glory to God. But what I'm saying is, we need to be in greater places. If you go to party houses, many of the pastors who go there, what they contribute is only priesthood. That's why we have many fakes who, because of survival, just want to prophesy and say, you will win. Because that's the only thing they can contribute. They can't contribute policies. They can't contribute anything. It looks as if the average person who has lined up with God is designed to be earthly dull. The Melchizedek priesthood has a natural kingship that stems from an eternal kingdom, and it has a priesthood. That's who we are. That's how nations are built. Ezra, Nehemiah, Haggai, they were not only builders of a temple, they were builders of the city. That's where we are going in Nigeria. The church must wake up. Thank God for free money. But we have spoken free money too long. What do I mean by free money? People promise that as you are going, you just wake up, there will be money in your account. Come on. Some people work for it. We will live by favor, but it will not be because we broke natural principles of work. The first man was a king, Adam, because he had dominion. He was a worker. Tend this garden and keep it. So you should ask your neighbor, what garden are you tending? Some years ago, somebody walked into the house. A young man was on campus and he was in 311. And I said, okay, I have somebody I can speak to give a job. That time, I used to have plenty who can give a job. The guy said, Pastor, whatever you'll be giving me monthly is what you'll be giving me, I cannot work. I didn't say you carry gun in the night. And if I'm going to suggest work, it's going to be something that is... Many of our guys who go abroad work and school. Are you with me? And to a degree, well, the payouts are better there. They can manage a few things. But there's the possibility. These possibilities are everywhere. They need to be explored. Some of you know our first prayer court, a lady. I won't mention her name. Where's Lamde? You know she used to work. At a point, her work, she was in charge of, there was a bakery that comes from Ilorin. I don't know if they still come. And distribute bread. She's their head distributor. She does that in about 1 hour, 30 minutes every day. She has her own loaves of bread because of that work. As at that time, was 3 loaves of bread. Be 300 or 400 naira each for taking that bus to the different places. So what she will do is she will sell her bread too. She can't be eating bread every day now. So that's like a 1,200 income. I think it was 2 loaves of bread. That's like an 800 naira income. She feeds herself from it. She accumulates it to pay house rent. Then there are 2 filling stations not too far from her house. She used to live in Isale General. That Alade filling station was one of the, you know, the person I'm talking about. And there was another one just up. She wakes up as early as 5 a.m. before everybody's waking up and sweeps the whole 2 filling stations. She was a fellowship. She became almost like a fellowship pastor when she changed church. Very feared woman of prayer and very beautiful. Am I lying? No, Daniel. She was not beautiful. Lamide. Is she a beautiful person? You see, yes, it's very strong. Because all of you grew in together. You should know her now. That's how she survived. When you see her going for church, I'll manage. If she was a leader in that church, then she must dress well. With her very pointed heels, that's how the pastors in that church dress, and very nice jeans trousers. What church is that? Eh? Okay, but that's what she does before daybreak. And she was going to that kind of church. Because there are too many options in Lautek, cheaper options. But she was not going to go that way. I'm not sure, because I visited her a few times. I'm not sure if she wore any new cloth during that time. You know, there are places in Lagos where you can buy that. You're like, you're wearing new cloth. You just need to eliminate the saint, because that saint can be there for 1 year. I know the places too. But it's for a season. It's for a season. We must restore. We are not saying go and do ridiculous things, but we are just saying let it be in your heart. Industry must come back to church. Industry must come back. Not just so that you can have, but so that like the physical man that pioneered this our priesthood, not the Christ now, Melchizedek, so that when an army is coming, you can feed an army. Are you with me? When we were in the north, serving 2000, that was December 2008, we went to an open ground in Maiduguri. We went in the company of our mommy. She was our NCCF matron, very strong woman of God, currently based in Jos. It was Elion Center at that time. I think now it's Latter House Christian Center. God's servant, prophetess. She uses pastor now, Pastor Jemima Mbaya. So what we'll do on Christmas Day is cook, and then we'll go out with her, share food. These are Majiri children. Came. There were many, almost about 100. Sat around us. We fed them. Some of them ate 3 times. Gave them coke, gave them things for Christmas. Maybe some of you, if you listen to our message, mommy understands the purpose of wealth. One very strong prophetic voice, very strong teaching mantle, but very strong business mantle. When one of those boys were sitting beside her, some of our sisters were trying to pack up. One of those boys ate twice, drank. You can just drink coke, drink anything. The guy said, "Ah, now go de Yesu." Mommy started crying, and we started crying. That boy will not mention Jesus, and our imaginary boy, under enormous circumstances, food recalibrated his utterances. Food. You know, sometimes you feed people, you now say Jesus name. No, we didn't preach to them. We just fed them. The food convinced the guy that, thank you, Jesus. If we don't have the wherewithal, if we don't have the structures that can produce what we can use to win, then it will be difficult to bring people to our side. What's your name? Wisdom, what do you do? You make shoes. There's wealth on you. That's why I called you. And it's so strong. But I'm saying that what is on you will disciple a Yahoo boy. Yes. That he will see what Jesus has put on your life. And when he measures, you know, right now many Yahoo boys strive by spirits. Unfortunately, the spirits that empower them are not in the class of the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Many of those spirits are so weak that the boys can run mad. And the spirit that empowers financially cannot cure their madness. He means the spirit of madness is stronger than those spirits. Are you with me? There's something that Jesus... Are you here? Are you in school here? You're in 400 level. Okay, we'll exchange numbers so that we start a class. Before everybody, don't give me anything. I just want that thing I saw on you to mature. Yes. Many people, after the order of wisdom, that's your name, right? Good. It's not prophetical. He told me that his name is wisdom. I'm just trying to recollect it. Yes, we are not fake people. We are not fake people. What I saw is what I'm saying. It's that many of us, God wants to bless something. Can I use you as an example? The last time we traveled, did you sleep? Because we went to Akure together. I picked you up in Oshobo, right? Did you sleep? He barely did not. Why? Somebody called him for work. It was work that he had to do over the night. It was not like 100K. You told me the amount. Let's not tell them. You want to tell them? Oh, he says okay. So by morning he had another 25. Even though that was not what you built. He built 50. The work was worth 50. See that, my dear? The work was worth 50. But the people said 25. Okay, at all, not bad. So, it was one night work. I'm not going to advise that he does that kind of work every night. Because he's not fat before. Something bad might happen to him. But I'm saying that, imagine they paid 50. And maybe he has 3 jobs or 4 jobs like that every week. Anyway, serving. So, school is on break. So, he can be sleeping during the day. Abby? Good. If he has 4 jobs in a week, that's how much? That's 200K. He didn't steal. So, if he does 200K times 52, how much is that? Will you need to steal? He's not even planning to steal, so... But I'm just saying that God can bless what is in your life. We have to encourage people in church to press as impacted by the Spirit into the acquisition of skill. We have few skilled men in church. We have many praying men, many fasting men, but they don't understand that they are supposed to have earthly relevance as moved by the Spirit. Every time God inspires you to acquire a skill and you don't, you deprive the kingdom of a gate of expression. I wish JD was around. He'll have been able to speak. JD is a pastor like any pastor. Am I right? So that when he's preaching, you don't know that he's all of that. And I can't give you a list because it's many things. I believe that one of the most intelligent people I have met in a lifetime is JD. I say it behind his back. I dump my, when I have hard questions and I don't have time. So I need to call you. Say, what's the issue? Say, this thing. It can be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but I know if that question stays with him, he has never come back to say, I don't have an answer. He always has an answer. Sometimes many options. And well, if you think I'm doing that because I'm dull, hey, try out, we'll convince you. In the natural, I'm blessed. I was still telling my wife yesterday, I said, you married a cerebral husband. I think a lot. I don't think that there's no natural problem that defies solutions. I don't believe it. Especially if it was a time-created problem. That means it was created in the earth. What you need to do is exit the earth. You'll crack it. And we have such facilities because we are saved. Are you with me? So what I have done in the last few minutes is to show you the kind of priesthood. It's a priesthood that brings spiritual and can communicate natural. It's that kind of priesthood. Who wrote the policies for our local government? Who wrote the policies that govern the state? When a new company is built, who are the policy writers? Because if one of us has gained mastery of downloading policies, he can coordinate the shape of the existence of things. But if we don't have people like that, what do we do? We become receivers instead of creators. We want to pray. There is an oil that spurs onto responsible existence. We want to ask that it will come. That oil found expression in the boy David. So that even though the king of Israel sat in the tent, when David heard the speakings of the uncircumcised Philistine, he didn't have the tools, but he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defies the armies of the Lord? When they challenged him, his response was, is there not a cause? Am I not existing for something beyond myself? There is an oil that occasions that launch into responsibility. You want to ask the Lord to place this upon you. What you received as the call to priesthood was designed to express as a duality. One didn't come before the other. The two are there. Melchizedek was first introduced in the natural before he was measured into the spiritual. There is something that the world wants to see, and it is a multi-sectoral expression of the sons of God. We are aligned. If there is something the Lord has told you to learn, can you ask for supplies? Yes, there will be provisions to advance skill. There will be provisions to advance skill. Yes, yes, yes. Favor makes that possible. There will be provisions to advance skill. Every time jobs are posted, many job people cannot connect because we don't have the skill set. It is a no. We are proud, we will build this nation. A day has come where the church must earn our respect in secular dimensions. We were anointed to be the best in everything. We will pray, we will fast, but we will still be the best. Many more in the academia, many more in the political sphere, many more in sports, many more in policy development, many more as captains of industry, many more in the IT dimension. Yes. We align. There will be help to be studious. Those who have found skill will labor into perfection. Oh, there is the oil of Bezalel to be creators. Men who can accurately present in earthly dimensions that which they have caught up in heaven. Oh, Kamamo Salokado. Inokomaranda katuzala brakatolon shatatai. Oh, help us. Oh, come, keep praying. Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile. The church has been exiled. The church has been exiled. Until the Son of God appears. Rejoice. Rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Many more in the army. Yes. Many in the police force. A multi-sectoral invasion. Incompetence. Yes. We are king priests. Priests after the order of Melchizedek. Many more in sales and marketing. Many more in banking and industry. Oh, Kamamole. Sando no kopata kamratola eva tamesa imprekotos kotatai. There is something that the oil wants to sit upon. There is something that the Holy Ghost wants to alight upon. And he alights. He alights. He alights. Where are the financial market traders who are ahead of the market because they have skill and they have the Holy Ghost? Oh, Son of Anoka, we open ourselves to you. Our fashion designers that can outdo Babylon. Yes. Men and women in the medical profession, the best of their kind. in education.
Thou art a priest. Thou art a priest. Thou art a priest forever. After the order of Melchizedek, you are a king and a priest.
Yeah. 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 In the name of Jesus. So there is help. There is help. There is help to go through process. There is help to go through trainings. There is help to go through self-development. There are thrones that beacon. There are thrones that beacon. There are places of influence that beacon. And we arrive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. We are not holding back. We will take Jesus everywhere. Make him proud of me. Make him proud of me. Make him proud. Make him proud of me. Make him proud. Make him proud of me. I will stop at nothing. I'll stop at nothing. I'll give down everything.
Sacrifice.
It will make Jesus proud. Oh, I will stop at nothing.
I'll stop at nothing.
I will lay down.
I'll lay down everything.
And if it will.
Two more times.
Yes, I will stop at nothing.
I'll stop at nothing.
I will lay down.
I'll lay down everything.
If it will heal.
It will heal Jesus.
Oh, I will stop at nothing.
I'll stop at nothing.
I will lay down.
I'll lay down everything.
If it will heal. Proud, make him proud of me. Oh, make him proud.
Proud of me.
Oh, make him proud.
Proud.
Hey, make him proud. Nothing.
I'll stop at nothing.
And I will lay down.
I'll lay down everything.
Yes, if it will make Jesus. Oh, I will stop at nothing.
nothing.
I'll stand by nothing.
I will lay down.
I will lay down everything.
If it will make Jesus proud.
Somebody is saying, listen. Somebody is saying the money for that shoe, I will put it to learning what I'm supposed to learn. We must teach ourselves that what you have now, the life of a man, does not consist in the abundance of what he has. A people who want to save the future, first for kingdom and self, must find the path of sacrifice. You will deny yourself. You can wear houses. Are you with me? That the money for the plot is clothes. The house will appreciate. Once you buy a cloth out of the boutique, it begins to lose value. Even if you have not worn it. They will say, because of where I'm going, I will give up things. There are things we ate so that we could save to buy the books that we are reading. Yes. My wife is here. She knows the kind of sacrifice that we go through. There are things we want to do, but we don't want a knock and not be able to meet a need. So we keep money aside. She's here. Is she in the church or outside? She's outside. Okay, that's my wife. There are things I've been telling her. You know, I need this thing. I still told you this afternoon. I used to need one of that thing. I need two. But I said, we can't do it now. There was something you mentioned this afternoon. Where is she? Let me see you, my dear. There was something you mentioned and it was as a price. What did I tell you? I said, we can't buy that thing for that price now. No, it's not yet time. It's still too expensive for where we are. But I promised her, we'll get there, but not now. That's how we live. God does not always bring provisions at once. He scatters them. Only wise men know what every amount that comes in is allocated for. Like your name, there's wisdom in the house. In the name of Jesus. I said there's wisdom in the house in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. Please be seated. I want you to listen to this first day.
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, Mix LR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.